We continue to track moves towards social change at U.S. companies. I'm David Brancaccio. The Pepsi Company, which is also Quaker, Cheetos, Sabra, Tropicana, has put out its spring into summer results. Sales are down 3%. The pandemic hurt drink sales, but boosted snack sales. The stock is up 0.8% now. Activists are looking beyond profits and losses in stocks. PepsiCo has committed to help the Black Lives Matter movement, but there's pressure to go beyond writing checks, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Who can forget that Pepsi commercial back in 2017 featuring Kendall Jenner at a Black Lives Matter protest handing a cold soda to a cop? Pepsi came under fire for trivializing the movement. Fast forward to 2020, and in the face of renewed widespread Black Lives Matter protests, Pepsi's CEO says the company will spend $400 million to, quote, lift up Black communities. Professor Jamila Bowman-Williams at Georgetown Law says that's a good start, but
people are just acknowledging that it's displacing the responsibility outside of these corporations or other organizations to outside actors and saying, okay, here's some money, you go fix these issues, rather than really taking ownership for change from within.
Pepsi has responded by saying it will also be making internal changes, like expanding the Black managerial positions by 30% in the next 5 years and adding a minimum of 100 Black executives. Professor Nicholas Pierce from the Kellogg School of Management says investors have a lot on the line.
They must recognize that their stock returns will be severely impacted by an organization's willingness to act or not act.
Earlier this month, a group of nearly 100 investment firms and shareholders demanded that Nike, FedEx, and Pepsi sever ties with the NFL's Washington, D.C. team unless it ditches the name Redskins. Carla Fredericks is with First Peoples Worldwide at the University of Colorado. She's one of the organizers of the investors group.
It really is a matter of shareholders protecting their value financially as well as activating their values morally.
She says at the end of the day, not taking a stance is just bad for business. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Managers of the aforementioned Washington Redskins said in a statement just now they will ditch the name and logo. Here's Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
The team has been under pressure to change the name for a long time because it's a racial slur. And the owner, Dan Snyder, has said repeatedly that he would never change it. But recently, with the conversation we're having in this country around racism and injustice, a group of investors and shareholders sent a letter to the team's sponsors, and those sponsors put pressure on the team. Most notably, FedEx, which pays about $8 million a year to have its name on the stadium where the team plays, it threatened to pull out of its sponsorship deal unless there was a name change. Also, retailers like Amazon, Walmart, and Target said that they would stop selling the team's merchandise. So there was a financial imperative to change it. The new name has not been announced yet. Just as a bit of context here, though, name changes are one thing, but the protests that sparked this are asking for a lot more, for structural changes. Black Lives Matter put out a legislative agenda last week, and it would redirect funding from policing and prisons, among other things. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
We mentioned Pepsi results. From now and for the coming weeks, lots of companies will be revealing not just how they did spring into summer, but also about whether their recovery timelines coincide with the conventional wisdom that things will be back to usual in 2021. On Mondays, we consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives.
Analysts expect that. So the people that watch the companies generally expect a full earnings recovery next year. What we're going to look for is whether companies expect the same thing. Remember, they stopped providing guidance on earnings in the middle of the pandemic. How many of them start providing guidance, and what does that guidance look like? That will help us shape our expectations for next year.
That's the longer view. The companies we'll get first are some brand name banks, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup earlier in the week, and then other investment banks. How have they been doing with all these low interest rates?
They've been doing okay. They have been struggling again with volumes. They've been tightening their credit standards. And that's an important area actually to look for guidance. Are they expecting more delinquencies on things like mortgages and loan payments, given that the pandemic looks like it's going to drag on for longer? That will be a key driving factor for thinking about financial earnings.
Julia Coronado, Macro Policy Perspectives. She's an economist. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
The Dow is up 223 points in early trading, 0.9%. The S&P 500 up 0.8%. And the NASDAQ is up 1.4%. Shares of two vaccine makers are both up sharply this morning with news two of the company's possible coronavirus vaccines have been given a fast track for testing by the FDA. Pfizer's up 3.4%. BioNTech stock of Germany is up, 11%. And before we go, I once wrote a book about money and values where I was told by the rector of the church that's at the top of Wall Street in New York that too many see money as a scorecard. Which brings us briefly to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, where the Tesla guy just became richer than the Berkshire Hathaway guy. The stock market made Musk $6 billion richer on Friday. Buffett's fortune went down by $3 billion, which he had just donated to charity. Both can still buy groceries and pay the mortgage. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.